We had one trip with the Russell 20. We were down in Norfolk, and the captain in the office called me and asked me, Waller, he says, you ever been to Bermuda? I said, no. He says, can you go to Bermuda? I said, give me a chart, I'll go anyplace. Uh-huh. You know, we had nothing but direction finders and compasses in them days. We didn't even have radar. He says, I got a tub broke down in Bermuda with a molasses barge from Cuba. Oh. He says, you think you can go over and get it and bring it up? Because if they can't get somebody down to it soon, that molasses gets hard. Has to be keep steaming. I said, sure. I said, I was looking at just going to Bermuda. Fine, you know.
what year was that?
Porpoises.
What year was that?
Huh?
What year was that?
That was back in the 50s. Right after I got my license. Mm-hmm.
Did you have much time to get off the tug when you?
We worked 20 days on, 10 days off.
So if you went down to Bermuda, you'd have some time to.
Oh no, we never got out of. The barge was anchored in the bay, and I just went in, put a towing line on it, and told him, pull your anchor, Cap.
Yeah. And you didn't have to refuel?
We had enough fuel.
You had enough fuel, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty efficient.
The tugs used to carry fuel for, three or four weeks.
And that was when you were using diesel then?
Coal at that time. They were good tugs. They were mouse-powered compared to